You're listening to Operation Self Reset, How to Get Filthy Rich. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Meraki, coming to live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development, and you're here probably because of the title. How to become filthy rich. It's a secret. I know you're probably thinking, Jake, cut to the point. Let me know what I need to do quick, easily, and now to get bags of money in my lap and or my bank account. You may need to change your profile picture on your social media after this episode. Just forewarning you, you're probably going to be holding $100 bills or gold bricks, whatever your choice or flavor of tea is. But before we get into that, I want to talk about our sponsor for today's show. Today's show is actually sponsored by another podcast. That podcast is called A Better Night's Sleep. Everyone could use a better night's sleep. The podcast, A Better Night's Sleep, can help you do just that. Get tips from experts on the best bedtime routines, learn about sleep disorders, nightmares, and even how infants, children, and teens can get better rest. Head on over to your local podcast app or the local podcast app that's on your phone and type in A Better Night's Sleep. So with that being said, let's get into the topic for today, how to get filthy rich in any market. Now, as you know, I guess I should start with the grounds here. I want to say as a disclaimer, I am not a financial advisor. I do not give you credible financial education. I have no background in giving you solid educational stock buying, CD buying tips. I am just a dude sharing the wisdom of how to get filthy rich in any market, and I'm going to share with you guys those secrets. But as a disclaimer, don't sue me if you don't make the billions of dollars that I'm going to suggest to you guys how to do so. Now, as you know, the world, the economy, the markets, as in the stock market, the way money flows in and out, it goes up, it goes down, it goes straight, it pivots, but it never stops. And I think we can all agree upon that. It never stops moving. It always moves. It can move up or down. And if you look at the history, if you look at the history of the stock market, if you were to Google it, S&P 500, the stock market of the United States here, and I would imagine in any other country too, it always goes from lower left to upper right. It's always on the up and up. Things always become better, new technologies, new ways. Of course, are there huge dips? Of course, are there moments when businesses and people and all different types of individuals have lost their shorts? Of course. So the question is, how do you invest what you have currently into a system, into a means to generate continuous wealth into your bank account, into your life? That's the magical question, right? I mean, if you literally had a genie in a bottle, probably a majority of us, if we had three wishes, one of those wishes would be in some facet of money, either to have copious amounts of money, to pay off debt, to maybe just buy a house or go on a lavish vacation. Whatever it is, inside of one of those wishes that all of us would want, there would be some money aspect. And if you're not a greedy individual, maybe you would say to the genie, I would like you to donate $1 trillion to my favorite charity. That's great. But nonetheless, I think all of us can agree that in some facet, we would want some type of financial gain, and it doesn't have to be directly in money, but it would have to do with money purchasing an experience or something like that. Now, in today's world, unfortunately, I'm good with money. I could be better. I think all of us are in that position. I have debt that I'm paying off. I live in a house that I mortgaged for 30 years. I have a vehicle. I have two vehicles, one for my wife that is paid off. The second vehicle we're working on paying off. So I am a traditional individual in the United States of America where we do not pay everything in cash. We use loans and we pay on a monthly basis to pay pay things down over time. And we do that because we still want nice things, but in return, we also need money to function as a human. We need to buy food. We need to put gas in the cars. We need money to pay for the electric and heat to heat the home, and so on and so forth. We all understand that. And in that, there are also comes moments when we have a plethora of money, like, oh, I'm doing a good job saving money. Or there's moments when we're spending out of our mind, and we look at our credit card bills and we're like, whoa, we have really gotten out of hand over the last couple of months, and we need to pull it back in. We need to pull the reins back in. And so I want to share with you ways today, as of right now in 2018, there are over a couple of hundred different ways that you can invest your money right here, right now. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go into this avenue. All I'm going to read to you guys is probably about 10 or 15 ways that you can invest money right now. Majority of them, I'm not going to get into detail, but this is the shotgun approach of where you could put money if you had some extras to generate wealth in your life, either to generate wealth in the next week or in 50 years, whatever the case is. But nonetheless, you'd be putting money into something, and hopefully over time it would grow and you could cash it out and have maybe $200 instead of the $100 that you originally put in. So as of right now, you can put your money into a checking account, a savings account, a CDs. You can put it into stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, dividend paying stock, index funds, peer-to-peer lending, seed money, real estate, 401k, 403b, Roth IRA, money market funds, a certificate of debt, land contracts, and the list goes on and on and on. As you know, possibly, or you don't know, there are many different ways that you can invest your money. Now, the reason why I created this podcast today is the concept of money. Now, I am in a position right now of trying to figure out where should I go with my life. I'm in a position of trying to figure out, should I continue down the path of investing heavily into this business, Operation Self Reset, or should I pivot a little bit and put money into a reoccurring revenue stream? For me, my knowledge base is in real estate. My dad's in real estate. I was grown on real estate. I was grown up in real estate. I started renting apartment buildings when I was 6 years old. I have a very good kind of knack for talking with potential renters and having them sign leases and all different types of things. I'm very confident in that field. And so me personally, I am thinking about investing in real estate because I'm comfortable with it. I know it. I know what can happen because of it. But of course, there are risks. And anything that I suggested just recently here with all the different ways to invest your money, there is always a risk, right? It can always go great. But as we know, with the stock market, where with the economy, things can plummet and we can be selling our shorts and going, that was a really bad investment. And I guarantee all of us have had more worse stories, or we all have bad stories of investing compared to amazing outcomes. Not too many people are parading around and saying how much money they made in the stock market. A lot of us are saying how much we lost in the stock market, or how much we lost in a real estate adventure, or how much we lost starting a new company or a new business. But in the process, we understand that it takes money, it takes effort to invest in something to get a return. Now, I'm going to cut to the chase here, and I'm going to jump into the pool because I know what you're thinking. Jake, you're starting to lose me here. I want to know how to become filthy rich. All right. If you really want to know, I need you to put on your thinking cap. I need you to put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants. I need you to sit up straight, and I need you to think here confidently and to understand what I'm going to tell you is nothing groundbreaking. It's nothing new. It's something you heard before, but I'm going to try to say it in a different way for you to awaken the beast from within. And so if you want to get filthy rich in any market, you need to stop investing in everything else out there and start investing everything inside of you. That was a very bad way of of delivering it. But what I'm trying to say is you need to invest in yourself. Now, it's very cliche. Before you delete the podcast and shut this off and say, this was a waste of time, please, no, wait, hold on. I want to share with you a couple of quotes from some very iconic individuals that I think all of us have heard of in one facet or another. One individual is probably the wealthiest individual when it comes to running and operating the stock market. He has created billions of dollars. He has given away billions of dollars. He is a man that I think we all respect. We all know. We all want to be like. But also, too, he's a very humble man. So we all really enjoy him. And that is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is a man that reads like 10 hours a day, invests very strategically, does a very good job of investing his money wisely. And because of that, he gets massive, massive returns on his wealth. He gives out free public reports on what he thinks the economy is going to do. He gives out free reports on what he's doing with his own personal money. He gives out reports on what he's doing with his charities, so on and so forth. Everybody likes the guy. Nobody has really think anything bad to say about him. But the guy's a machine of making money. But yet, even though he continuously invests in the market, he continuously reads newspaper after magazine after online blog posts about the economy, about the market, about international companies, he has this to say after doing all these other things about looking into how to invest his quote-unquote money into the marketplace. He says this, quote, "Invest as much of yourself as you can. You are your own biggest assets by far. Again, invest as much as you can into yourself as you can. You are your own biggest asset by far." That's Warren Buffett. Do you understand the difference between an asset and a liability? An asset is something of value. It's something that can benefit you. A liability is something that's going to cause pain and harm. It's going to take away resources in. And as we know, when you start dabbling your money and putting your money into things you don't really understand, that's a liability because it's draining you mentally. It's draining you physically because you're stressed out and anxiety about it. It's draining your funds because you're putting into a place where you have no idea. And also, too, it's also something that you just don't feel confident in. You don't feel good in your investment because you don't understand it. And when you don't understand it, you don't feel confident in it. When you don't have confidence, you're going to have anxiety and depression. And from that, you're going to be in misery. And so what Warren Buffett is trying to understand and try to push on us is that you need to invest in yourself more than you invest in other people, other things. Now, the example I want to share with you is this. I work for the fire department. I work a traditional job where there's benefits through the city that I work for. And because of that, I invest money. A portion of my paycheck goes into a fund, a 403B that is controlled by somebody else. Now, within that 403B, I have like five different options. I can do really aggressive, medium aggressive, low aggressive, whatever. But overall, the money is not really being directly managed by myself. I'm putting into an account. That account is getting managed by a group of individuals, and they feel, quote unquote, qualified to put my money where they feel I should get the biggest return on investment. Now, that's a good idea, right? I think it's always good to prepare for the future. It's always a good idea to make sure that you will have money at the end of the day, at the end of your career. But if you really pull back the curtain here and you really pull back the layers, I'm giving my hard-earned money, something that I wake up for and I do on a daily basis, and I'm giving a company to manage for me because I don't have the knowledge in it. Now, because of that, they're taking a profit off the top. Before they even understand if they're going to make money for me or not, there is no judgment for them to say, Jake, you're giving us money. Because of that, we are going to guarantee you that you're going to get a 10% increase on your money year after year. If you don't, we will not charge you. No way. They don't say that because they know that the market will go up, it'll go down, it'll go flat. But they always understand that they're going to take their money first. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but let's talk about today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is to subscribe and listen to a Better Night's Sleep podcast for free wherever podcasts are available. To learn more, Google a Better Night's Sleep podcast or search for a Better Night's Sleep wherever you listen to podcasts. Everyone could use a better night's sleep. Isn't that true? Everyone could use a better night's sleep. The podcast, A Better Night's Sleep, can help you do just that. Get tips from experts on the best bedtime routines, learn about sleep disorders and nightmares, and even how infants, children, and teens can get better rest. A Better Night's Sleep is hosted by Dr. Julian Kinn, a researcher psychologist at the Defense Health Agency. In each episode, Dr. Kinn hosts military sleep experts like Dr. Jonathan Olin, director of the Sleep Lab at Fort Carlson, and Colonel Brian Robertson at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. They'll answer listener questions, explain how sleep treatments work, and suggest how to change your sleep habits. Although the podcast was created for the military community in mind, anyone can benefit from a better night's sleep. Subscribe for free wherever podcasts are available. To learn more, Google A Better Night's Sleep Podcast or search for A Better Night's Sleep wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, coming from my own experience, sleep is key. If you do not have a good educational background on sleep, I highly suggest that go check out this awesome podcast, A Better Night's Sleep Podcast, or search for A Better Night's Sleep wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure to subscribe and listen to A Better Night's Sleep for free wherever podcasts are available. So once again, thank you for your time. Let's get back to the show. And as an individual who is looking to better thyself, is that really fair? Is that a really good idea to let other people dictate what they do with my money? If you really open your eyes to the whole system, it's not really fair. It's really dumb in a way. But yet, that's also how we live our life. We let other people dictate how we live our lives. Isn't that kind of weird that we work at a job that we hustle for? We go to school, we get educated, we get in debt. We go and work for a corporation to pay off that debt. After we pay off that debt, we buy a home that we are going to try to pay off our debt again. Then we buy a vehicle that we're going to try to pay off. And because of that, we now are handcuffed to our job that we have to, in return, work to get the money to pay off the home, to pay off the car, and also to get some type of benefit, some type of experience, some type of happiness and well-being. Now, I'm in that rat race with you. And obviously, I'm not saying to quit your job. I'm not saying to start an organization. I'm not saying to rebel. But what I'm trying to do is to open your eyes to the system that we live in. Guy Kawasaki talks about the rat race, and that we're all kind of trapped in this circle of life, that we jump in this hamster wheel, and we're just fixed in one spot, but yet that wheel spins all around us. And it's kind of true in a way, that we jump in it, and we're working, we work to get money, we use that money to pay off a house that we're never going to pay off, or I should say we're going to pay off in 30 years, and we just go around and around in the circle. And so what Warren Buffett is trying to say and what I'm trying to say is maybe it is time to really analyze what is going on around you, to really see where your money is going, to really take into account, is the investments that you're making wise and healthy for your personal life? Again, I am a big proponent on going out and making sure that you are setting up your life the correct way. I agree that you should pay off your debt. I agree that you should invest money for retirement. I agree that you shouldn't be just randomly buying things because you're paying for yourself. But there are unique areas where you can invest in yourself in a better facet than what you're currently doing. And the reason why I say that is because recently of a couple of examples and experiences that I have gone through that really has kicked me right in the buttocks. Number one, I invested in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. You may have heard of it. At one point, one Bitcoin was worth $20,000. I got into Bitcoin when it was like $8,000. I don't even have one full coin, but I decided to throw some money into that arena. Now, it seemed like a great, wise investment for me when I bought in at $8,000 because it got to $20,000. And I was jumping for joy along with other people. But as if you can go online and type in Bitcoin right now, it's hovering around between $6,000 and $8,000 or $9,000. It kind of flips in between there. Now, obviously, I invested money, my hard-earned money, into something that A, I have no idea really what it is. B, it has no credibility. C, it's a hot topic and I'm just going with the masses. And D, what's the outcome? I invested my hard-earned money into something that I will never get the full return on because now I'm kind of stuck. I put money into it. It went up really high. Of course, I didn't sell because that's you never sell when it's on the way up. But I should have sold it when I was on the way down, but it dropped so fast that I couldn't get out. And right now, I'm about even and I'm losing some money. I could pull out right now and just call it quits. But because there's fees associated with putting money in, I feel like I'm going to keep it in for a little bit longer. Now, in return, I could have took that money, that will say $1,800 and invested it into myself in a way of educating myself into becoming a better marketer for this podcast, a better marketer for online, a better marketer to assist and to reach out to new people that need to hear my message. But instead, I threw it into something that I have no idea what it's about. I have no idea what the outcome is going to be. I have no idea if this is even a real thing or not, or whatever the case is, along with a lot of other people, young, old, it doesn't really matter who you are. You heard of probably Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies in some facet or another. But yet the second part to this equation is that I throw money into something that I have no idea if I'm ever going to get investment out of. But yet I go to this special chiropractor through my work. The other day I tweaked my neck at work, and so I was having a lot of pain down my shoulders and my arms, and I went to go see the city doctor. The city doctor referred me to a chiropractor. The chiropractor sat down with me and he started analyzing my reports, did x-rays, so on and so forth. And he started looking at my vertebrae and my spine and noticed a lot of things that were going to irritate me down the road. There were some things that he could fix right now and they would get fixed, but he realized that there were a lot of issues that I needed to take care of sooner than later to live a healthy, fruitful life. So the doctor brings me into his office. He takes x-rays. From there, he analyzes the x-rays. He brings me back in. We sit down. We shake hands. And he starts going over the x-rays. He shows me a normal person's neck, and he shows me my neck. He shows me what it should look like, and then what my neck looks like. And I should be having some type of curve in my neck, but for some odd reason, I don't. And I should be having little larger gaps between different vertebrae, but I don't. And he said, right now, Jake, you know what? You probably feel okay. We took care of the nerve issue. You're doing good. I suggest that you continue to live a healthy lifestyle. And I said, yep, that's what I'm doing right now. He said, though, I'm going to be truthful with you. I once was your age, 34 years old. I once was unstoppable, or thought I was. I once had the same chronic pain and illness and issues going on with your body that I can see right now in your skeletal frame. He goes, you have two options. Number one, I'm going to tell you the truth. You can continue to live your life, but you're going to have constant pain. He said, you're going to have irritations here and there. There may not have you may not be laying in bed or on the couch for days on end, but you're going to notice that you're going to be stiff, that you're not going to be as flexible, that you're going to have some pain when you turn left or when you turn right. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to be your normal, regular self. Or B, is that you join me for a two-month journey of fixing your neck, of taking care of your spine, of getting those gaps the way they should be, getting that curve the way it should be. Now, it's going to take some time and effort. You're going to have to work at it. I'm going to do my best to realign them. But during the time that I don't see you, you're going to have to be doing certain exercises to get that back in alignment. But I guarantee you that you're going to have an amazing, well-oiled body that will allow you to live a very fruitful lifestyle. And because of that, you're not going to have any weird pain. You're going to wake up every day energized. You're going to have more focus, more ability to enjoy your kids and your family. And he said, unfortunately, I'm going to have to charge you. Your insurance in the city can only pay X amount of dollars, but you're going to have to pay $1,800 out of pocket for this type of procedure with me. We're going to meet three times in a week. I'll adjust you. I'll give you exercises. I'll give you some other supplements to regenerate some growth, blah, blah, blah. And I sat there and I felt the flush in my face and I was like, $1,800. Eesh. Put it this way. I have the $1,800. I'm not saying like I'm a baller here or anything like that. I mean, I could scrape together the $1,800, but the pain wasn't worthwhile enough. And isn't that funny how the human psyche works? This guy is literally willing to give me the golden ticket to overall general good well-being, health, energized, focused, no pain, no stiffness, no agony, no ill, no nothing, for $1,800. But yet, as I sit there in the chair and he shows me the bill, I am analyzing it and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but is it worth $1,800? No, because I'm not in real physical pain yet. But yet, if I was to walk out of that office, get hit by a car, break my neck, what would I be doing? I'd be paying as much as possible to get fixed, right? I'd be paying and doing whatever necessary to get my body to full capacity so I could stand here and talk to you, so I could do my seminars and speeches and do different things that satisfy me and, of course, take care of my family and play with my kids without even thinking about it. The money would be there. But yet, I sit there in the chair feeling okay, and yet I decide to bypass that. Only in true pain, pain of our health, pain of our relationships, pain of our belief, our spiritual side, and pain of our finances will we finally decide to do something to get that wealth needed into our life. Isn't that weird? That we will wait until we're absolutely at ground zero before we get the wake-up call and go, you know what? It's time. And I know for a fact it has happened to you. It could have happened in a moment when you were trying on a bathing suit and you realize, wow, I am really out of shape. It could be in a moment when you blow up in a conversation with your spouse or loved one or girlfriend, boyfriend, and you walk away just irritated and so frustrated, and you're just irritated at the world that you go, wow, this is not working out. Or you walk out of a job interview and you're deflated because you didn't have the confidence walking in there. You didn't have the credentials. You didn't invest in the education or the time needed to understand what the heck you were really signing up for. And you walk out of there and you go, I got to get my SHIT together and I need to step it up. In those moments, we will rise to the occasion. But it's funny though, when we're not at those moments, we don't rise to the occasion because we think we're okay. That we'll push through it, that we don't need to invest in that money. But yeah, getting back to my first example, I threw $1,800 at Bitcoin, something that I have no idea what about. I don't know anything about it. I didn't know when to pull out, when to keep in. I'm letting some system dictate what is going on with my money. But yet I have a guy telling me that I can live a fruitful, amazing life for $1,800, but yet I say no. And so if you want to get filthy rich, you need to figure out where the heck you're investing your money. And because of this idea and because of this podcast, I pulled out of Bitcoin. I said, I'm done with it. If it goes up, great. If it goes down, well, then obviously I made the right decision. But I'm going to invest that money in thyself. And I'm going to try my best to live an amazing life. I'm going to take his word and see if it's true. Now, the other point to this system of becoming financially filthy rich is that there is two words that a lot of us kind of cringe at. And we go, oh man, well, that was a ripoff, or that didn't work, or that was a waste of time, money, resources, whatever the case is. And those two words are work and action. Work in action. Using my same example, by going to this chiropractor, sure, is he going to adjust me? Will he make me feel better? Probably, maybe 50% there, but I also understand that there needs to be another 50% of me doing the work, of me taking the action, of doing the exercises, taking the supplements, scheduling the appointments, going to the appointments. And yet, when we see the work and action that's needed to get the benefit and result, a lot of us swim away from it. A lot of us walk away from it. A lot of us go to the seminar, we hear the speech, we get inspired, we can't wait, but then we hear the cost. But then we hear that we have to travel. But then we hear we have to give up a weekend, and what do? No thanks, not for me. And we walk away. But yet, we will be a slave to our job and work our butt off for somebody else to get that company, that organization richer by the regard of our health, our well-being, and yet we don't choose to take control of our own personal financial freedom. And obviously, to be financially free is more than just spending money on investments and stuff like that. It's about investing in thyself. And Jim Rome says a quote that I want to share with you that is just so fitting for this podcast in particular. Jim Rome is an individual that was a personal development speaker, coach, iconic leader in the business success department. If you could go on YouTube, research him. His seminars are all online. They're awesome, amazing, really good stuff. And Jim Rome says this: learn to work harder on yourself than your job. Learn to work harder on yourself than your job. Pretty profound, pretty awesome, pretty fitting. And so I started to do some research lately to figure out what is the difference maker between everybody that is quote unquote successful between you and I. And I say you and I because I'm still on my path of growth. I'm still on my path of getting better. And I know obviously you listening to this podcast, if you've been listening this far, you're in the same boat. But the one thing that is the recurring theme from time and time again, the one thing that all successful individuals talk about on a consistent basis is this: self-belief. Belief in thyself. Interesting. You can read it in any blog post. You read it in any biography. You read it all over the place. You see it. You hear it. All those different things. And why is that? Because self-belief is one of the craziest kind of things that we all have, but we never act upon. That we all know about, but yet none of us really harness. And self-belief is one of those things that when it's gone, you are a lost soul drifting through the world. When you have it, you're determined, you're committed, you're focused, you're energized. But yet, when it leaves you, you're lost. You're a lost puppy running around the street having nowhere to go. And I say that because I've been there multiple times. And maybe so have you. You had that self-belief and confidence that you are able to get that job, to get in that position. But then when things fall apart, the economy goes down, the market crashes, you lose your home, you lose your job, that self-belief fades with it. The individuals that rise to the occasion have that self-belief. And so the question is, how do you get that? And you get that by investing in yourself. It'd be easy for me to say, surround yourself with great individuals. That's really key. It'd be easy for me to say, eat really good food to have good energy. Really easy to say. Read really good material. That'd be easy to say. But investing in yourself is feeding yourself first. It's putting on your own oxygen mask first when the oxygen mask falls out of the ceiling of the airplane. It's the mentality of if you're a solo entrepreneur or a business individual, that you should pay yourself first. And it sounds ridiculous, and it sounds hard, and it sounds, how are you ever going to continue to grow if you're pulling money out of a business? But the truth is that if you don't pay yourself first, you're a slave to your business. If you don't feed yourself, if you don't give yourself the ability to breathe first, you're not going to succeed. In my line of work, I work for the fire department. In no case whatsoever, if a down brother or sister, a coworker, was to have an injury where their face mask was to get all messed up and to get ripped off of their face and they're sucking in smoke, at no point would I ever, we are trained on a regular basis along with military, police, first responders, anybody who would go into a hazardous environment and have something rip off of their face where they needed it, would ever take off their mask and give it to somebody else. They do it in the movies, they do it on TV shows, but in no facet would you ever do that in real life. And the reason it is because if you are in that position where you have a mask that is perfectly sealed on your face, and you have a coworker, a close friend, even a relative, someone you love dearly, that their face mask was ripped off, you are useless to them if you take off your mask and give it to them. You are completely useless. The same applies in the idea of investing in thyself first. You need to put yourself first before anybody else. reflecting back to the different areas of where we can invest our money. All really good. I believe in investing in the right areas, getting seed money, you know, for investing in retirement, paying down debt, all those different ideas. I'm totally pro that 110%. But I'm also pro in making sure that I'm taking some money to invest in myself through seminars, through books, audiobooks, through podcasts like this, through different courses and platforms, all different types of things that can benefit my longevity. Because if the grid goes down, the market crashes, everything around me falls apart, what stays true? And that's me. Who's going to survive when everything else collapses? It's the strong individuals. How do the strong individuals survive? They're the people that have been feeding themselves first. They have been the people that have been investing themselves first. They're the individuals that make sure that when things go haywire, they are really ready for the occasion. They have stockpiled the food, the ammo, the resources in the moments of when everything else is going chaos. They can sit back and go, see, I've invested. We laugh at those individuals who think the zombie apocalypse is coming. We laugh at the people that have these bunkers filled with food and ammo and flares and cigarettes and matches, blankets, all different types of things, because we think, quote unquote, they're crazy. But if it ever does happen, I don't know. I hope to God it never happens. But if it does happen, those people are not going to look like idiots. They are not going to look like crazy people. They're not going to look, you know, like they've been smoking too much wacky tobacco. They are the individuals that have been preparing. Now, I'm not saying you need to start preparing and start digging out your bunker, but what I'm trying to say is when the market goes up, and if you've been investing in yourself, you're that much better because of it. If the market goes down and you've been investing in yourself, you're going to come out of that rut, you're going to come out of that slump 10 times better than anybody else that has not been investing in yourself. And so you may be thinking to yourself, Jake, I'm an individual that has a traditional job. I'm looking to invest myself. Where do I even start? You need to start in the areas that you stink at. What do you suck at? Do you suck at your spiritual side? Do you suck at relationships? Do you suck at wealth management, just knowing how wealth or money even goes around in the world? Or do you suck at your spirit, or I already said spiritual, but what area do you suck at? Your confidence, your self-belief, whatever. And invest heavily in that and fortify that area. So when you do finally realize that the economy is slumping and times are getting tough, you can lean back on that education. You can lean back on the things that you put into your mind to help you through that situation. I'm starting to get jargled here because I'm looking at my cabinet. Inside of my cabinet, I was trying to figure out a best time to say this, but I'm just going to say it. Inside of my cabinet, I have books and workbooks and pieces of paper and notebooks and all different types of things from all of my seminars that I've ever gone to. And in summary, if I was to collect all the seminars and places I've been to, resources and traveling costs and expenses and flights and hotels and foods, I would probably be in the $30,000 to $40,000 mark of investing in myself. And what has that gotten me? That's gotten me the ability to stand here in front of you to preach this good word of investing in yourself, but it's also given me the ability to carry that on and to pass it on to the next generation, to my kids, to the individuals who are going to keep my legacy going if they choose in some facet, or for them to create in their own legacy. And so by me doing this, I am creating a fortified mind that I can go and I can share with myself and, of course, the people that are around me. So the question is, what investment are you putting into yourself to get filthy rich? The great thing is there is no holding back. There is no learning curve. There is no inside scoop anymore to getting the resources. If you stink at something, you can research it. You can find the best people on it. You can follow them. You can see if they're true. You can understand if you like their style, their approach. And if everything seems to work out, then you can invest into them to give you assistance and to give you the fortified mind to make the right decisions and to get yourself back on track. It can be in any division of your life. It doesn't have to be just in one. It can be in any. And again, to go off of Warren Buffett, invest in invest in yourself as much as you can. You are your own biggest asset by far. Warren Buffett, the guy that spends majority of his day reading newspapers, magazines, financial reports on investing in the stock market, but yet he is still able to understand that the best type of investment is in yourself and to become your own biggest asset. And for the people that are workaholics, for the people that are driving back and forth on a regular basis to and from your job, that's eating up your time, eating up your energy, eating up your weekends, Jim Rome says this one best: learn to work harder on yourself than your job. Because your job will come and go. You are yourself until the day you die. Sounds ridiculous, but it's true. So with that being said, guys, I appreciate your time. Invest in yourself the best way that you can. Figure out the best way to go about it. And from there, you'll make the right decisions. Research. Learn. See if you like that individual. See if you like that process. If it jives with you. If it does, take the step. Don't gamble on something that you don't understand. Start to collect some money off to the side. Put $100 away a month if you need to, or $10 a week, or a dollar a day, whatever the way to save money is for you, to start to invest in your own personal future. To get filthy rich in any market, you need to fortify yourself first. If you're able to do that, everything else will fall in alignment. So with that being said, guys, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being a part of Operation Self Reset. If there's anything that I can do for you, please send me an email, jake@operationselfreset.com, jake@operationselfreset.com. Until next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. We'll see you.